Wir begrüßen euch alle.
We greet you all
ganz herzlich
very warmly tonight,
die ihr gekommen
you who have come from near and far.
Wir begrüßen alle, die
we greet all who are joining us via the internet,
Australia,
New Zealand,
North,
South America, Africa, Europe. Everywhere are brothers and sisters gathered now to hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto us tonight. We believe that the Lord is present tonight. May He manifest His presence by confirming His word, doing miracles and wonders for the glory of His wonderful name. For this reason we have come together. Do you believe that the Lord can do it tonight? Do we believe that He will do it? He knows us all. He knows your heart, your thoughts, your troubles, perhaps sickness, trouble, problem. He knows all things. He is the Almighty God. He is Almighty, omnipresent. And we are grateful that we can be gathered in this precious name of our Lord at this place. We have heard already wonderful songs. Let us sing together two hymns. We start with hymn number 4. There is power in the blood. Hymn number 4. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you over evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, whiter than the snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There is wonderful power in the blood. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There is power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There is There is power in the blood. We thank our Lord for this precious blood by which we were all redeemed. We are grateful to God for the word of truth which has called us out from all confusion and deception from Babylon. We are grateful to God for His Holy Spirit, who also reveals unto us His word tonight, making it alive. Let us sing for the, as the second song, song number 12. Song number 12. When peace like a river. Hymn number 12. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, Thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control. That Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. thank you. Is it well tonight to be here? To trust for the blessing of the Lord, for his help. May he bless our brother, strengthening him tonight to say that what God wants to say to us, so that we are all strengthened, leaving this service. Do we all have this desire? I feel well in the Lord tonight, because I know he is present to bless us. And he is not only here at this place, but worldwide. Those who are joined with us, he is everywhere. He is the Almighty God. We are grateful. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from the scripture. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 1. I ask that we stand up while reading the word. Whoever can, whoever cannot, remain seated. Jeremiah, chapter 1. Two verses, verse 11 and 12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a branch of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen. For I watch over my word to perform it. Also tonight, God is watching over his word to fulfill it in those who believe it. His promises to fulfill them in those who believe. Are we part of them? May the Lord bless us. Great God, we thank you that you are still the same, who you are watching over your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have given us the grace, as in the song expressed, it is well with my soul. Lord in heaven, we are looking up to you. Looking up to you. Then it is well with our souls. We thank you that you are still the same, who you were, who you are, and who you will be. Lord, we thank you that we can look up to you, as it was expressed already, Lord. We have come to this place to hear, to receive, and to do accordingly. Oh God, be merciful to us. Give grace that your word, you are the one who speaks through the lips whom you ordained to give out the food. My God, we ask you for your help worldwide, everywhere, where your people are gathering, hearing. Lord, let us exalt you and praise you together, your wonderful name, your precious blood, your divine blood you shed for us, for each one of us. You washed us pure, because we know when you gave your law, nothing was purified without blood. But you, the living one, the true one, you who you revealed yourself in Christ Jesus, and you have shed your divine blood, You sanctified us. You purified us. Give us now grace that we praise you for it, exalting your name. Once again, we pray, bless all worldwide, those who are hearing, who are watching. Lord, bless also, as already said, the lips through which you can and will speak. We want to hear. Be merciful to all of us and let your name be glorified in your people. Amen. Brother Thomas, please extend the greetings to us. You may be seated. And then two or three choruses. Let us sing, I love him, I love him. I love him, I love him, because he first loved me, purchased my salvation. Calvary's tree. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. Amen. Yes, brothers, sisters, the greetings which reached us are very, very many. Many. And this building is full. Every greeting is being read here. I have greetings where there's no name, no country, no city. Then we cannot pass it on. Then two brothers are greeting us from South America. Then Brother Joey from Lima, Peru. Then Brother Wendell Ellis from Edmonton, Canada. Our Brother Moses Young from Denver, Colorado. From Cuba, Brother Ivan and Brother Jose Luis from New Zealand. Sister and Brother Anderson are greeting us from Australia. Brother Emmanuel and Sister Thelma and Corette. Brother Yaswinder is greeting us from India. From Armenia, Brother Sarges and Brother Ripsime. Brothers and sisters from Chisinau, Moldavia are sending greetings. Then Brother Alexander from Tatarstan, Russia. Telephone calls from the Ukraine. Then Brother Thomas from the Czech Republic is greeting us. Brothers and sisters from Bulgaria are sending greetings. From France, Brother Inodi is sending greetings from Orléans. From Italy, Brother Nicola is greeting us, Brother Raffaele and Sister Maria, Brother Gianfranco and Brother Michea. From Portugal, Brother Oleg and Sister Flores are greeting us from the Azores. From Germany, Brother Müller from, and then Brother Karl-Heinz, Sister Stephanie from Germany. Yeah. Brother Baumgartner is greeting us from Switzerland. Brothers and sisters from Finland are greeting us. From South Africa. Brother Sifan Mandle. Brother Brian. Brother Leonard. Brother Claude. Brother Ronnie. Brother Laurent. Brother Benjamin. Brother Motika. The family is Dal Silva, Brother Zulu, and Brother Lupondo, so many. The cities are well known to all of us. Then, from Zimbabwe,
Brother Ernesto,
Brother Ernesto is sending greetings. Brother Fero from Mozambique,
and
a church from Mozambique also. Then from the Ivory Coast, Brother Jacques, Brother Akafu, Brother Yapi, Brother Gaudi, and the church from Brother Gutenberg. From Burundi, Brother Remy is sending greetings. Then Brother Martin and Brother Emile from Madagascar. Brother Fanil, Brother Kadima is sending greetings. From Cameroon, Brother Amos. Once again, Madagascar, Kadime. From Zambia, Brother Paul. Brother Tony from Malawi. Our brother Paul Nyagi from Kenya. Our brother Chauffeur from Rwanda. Our brother Landry from Gabon. From the Congo, Brother Joseph. Brother Ngonga, Brother Kasadi, Brother Mbie, Brother Mwamba, Brother Eli, Brother Matadi, Brother Enoch, and Brother Jean Bernard, Brother Alberto, Brother Christoph, Brother Marcus Rashidi. Then, 8 greetings. I think it's 2 refugee camps. Brother Menu, Brother Jalom, Brother Jean, Brother Ngabu, and Brother Eloteur, and Brother Tonesk. May the Lord bless us richly. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe. Are possible for him who believes. This our Lord said. Thank you for the many greetings. This really testifies of that we are joined worldwide in the love of God, in the Word of God, in the will of God. And we ask today, Brother Tati, to just say a few words from the convention in Mali, which took place the last weekend. Please say us a few words. Where's Brother Christoph Wagner? Please come and translate him. Are you here? Then come. We are grateful to God. This time, I could not go there, but our brother was there. Just a few words.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ich grüße euch alle im Namen unseres Herrn Jesus Christus.
Just by hearing the greetings from various countries,
allein dadurch die Grüße aus all den Ländern zu hören,
we can realize that it's about the Bride of Christ worldwide.
Können wir erkennen, dass es um die Braut Christi weltweit geht.
As our brother Frank said, I was in Mali, Bamako.
Als wie Bruder Frank bereits gesagt hat, war ich in Mali.
And where brother Frank was supposed to be.
wo Bruder Frank eigentlich auch sein sollte.
So just I went there to meet with some brothers who came from various countries.
Ich habe dort einige Brüder getroffen, die aus verschiedenen Ländern gekommen sind.
And they asked me to pass on the greetings from Benin.
Und sie haben mich gebeten, euch die Grüße aus Benin mitzuteilen.
From Togo.
Aus Togo.
From Ivory Coast.
Aus der Elfenbeinküste.
From Burkina Faso.
Aus Burkina Faso.
And from Democratic Republic of Congo.
Und von der Demokratischen Republik Kongo.
It's really about the Bride of Christ worldwide.
Es ist tatsächlich, geht es um die Braut Jesu Christi weltweit.
We can see, we can hear, we can see the hunger with the people.
Wir können diesen Hunger verspüren und auch sehen.
But we have abundant food. Abundant food.
Ah, wir haben
spiritual food.
Ja, unermessliche geistliche Speise.
The Lord has given us the spiritual food for this time.
Der Herr hat uns die geistliche Speise für diese Zeit gegeben.
Even in a country like Mali, which is an Islamic country.
Sogar in einem Land wie Mali, ein islamisches Land.
Where Brother Frank went just one time 10 years ago.
Wo Bruder Frank nur ein einziges Mal war vor 10 Jahren.
It was in 2009.
In 2009.
He preached only one sermon.
Er hat nur eine einzige Predigt gehalten.
But today we have brothers and sisters believing the message.
Aber heute gibt es dort Brüder und Schwestern, die die Botschaft glauben.
By myself, I went with 11 kilos of brochures.
Ich habe 11 Kilogramm an Broschüren mit im Gepäck gehabt.
And another brother from France went with 20 kilos of brochures.
Und ein anderer Bruder aus Frankreich hat 20 Kilo.
And they are all gone. They are all
gone. Alle sind weg. Alle davon sind.
The famine is such.
Der Hunger ist so stark.
Even people from different religions.
Sogar Leute aus verschiedenen Religionen
are reading books from written by Brother Frank.
Lesen die Bücher, die von Bruder Frank geschrieben wurden.
So I just want to mention one thing that I had to tell the brothers and sisters.
Eine Anmerkung machen, die ich dort bei Brüdern und Schwestern erwähnt habe.
At the very end of the famine in Egypt,
ganz am Ende der Hungersnot in Ägypten,
everybody was eating the same wheat, the same bread.
Wir haben alle das gleiche Weizen, das gleiche Brot gegessen.
There was no more bread or wheat anywhere else.
Nirgends anders gab es noch Brot.
Only what Joseph was giving out.
Nur das, was Joseph ausgegeben hat.
So this is the case today.
Und den gleichen Fall haben wir auch heute.
We have to eat the same food, the same bread, the same wheat.
Wir müssen heute essen heute das gleiche, die gleiche Speise, das gleiche Brot, den
and
gleichen Weizen.
At the very end of this famine.
Und ganz am Ende dieser Hungersnot.
Everybody was getting food or bread from Joseph.
Haben alle das die Speise und das Brot von Joseph bekommen.
As it's written in Genesis chapter 47.
So wie es in 1. Mose 47 geschrieben
steht. Such became the property of the one who established Joseph.
Dass sie zum Eigentum dessen wurden, was Josef gegründet hat.
So today, tonight,
heute Abend,
we all belong to our Lord who paid the price for us.
Wir gehören dem Herrn an, der den Preis für uns gezahlt hat.
And the Psalm 50 is still being fulfilled.
Und Psalm 50 ist immer noch in
Erfüllung. The Lord will speak tonight.
Der Herr wird heute Abend zu uns reden.
And he's calling his people worldwide.
Und ruft seine Volk weltweit.
From the rising of the sun,
vom Aufgang der Sonne,
to his going down,
bis zu ihrem Niedergang.
May the Lord bless you all.
Möge der Herr euch alle segnen.
And bless richly our brother Frank.
Und in besonders reicher Weise
unseren
Bruder
Frank. Encourage him again. The connection as well. I want to say one more thing.
Ich möchte noch eine Sache erwähnen.
The connection we're having now worldwide.
Die Verbindung, die wir momentan weltweit haben.
Via various connections, Facebook, Twitter, or network.
Über verschiedene soziale Medien, Netzwerke wie Facebook und Twitter.
We are far above 10,000 connections.
Wir haben über 10,000 Verbindungen.
Worldwide.
Weltweit.
And may the Lord bless us again tonight.
Möge der Herr uns heute Abend
wiederum segnen. All those who are in all the world.
Überall auf der Welt.
Listening to the pure word of God.
Alle, die das wahre Wort Gottes
hören. Which is for the bride
hören,
to be ready.
Das für die Braut da ist und bereit gemacht
God bless
zu werden.
You all.
Gott segne euch alle.
Thank you.
We are really grateful to our Lord God with all our hearts. We are, of course, looking back to many years in which we have given out the spiritual food. And brothers and sisters, it's a divine reality. As after the ministry of Moses, Joshua was told that he should prepare victuals, preparing food, and he was told that he should put the Ark of the Covenant upon the shoulders of the Levites, and thus crossing over into the Promised Land. And as our brother mentioned of Joseph, who was misunderstood by his brothers, who was thrown into the ditch, into a hole, coming then to Egypt, and God led it in such a way that he could give out the food there, which was stored in. But let us come now directly to our subject, brothers and sisters, about the return of the Lord. As promised in 2 Peter chapter 3, in verse 9, the Lord is not slack with his promise, but is long-suffering until the last ones are called out, until the last ones are added, and when the number has become full. And also that, what we heard in the songs of the choir, and then also in the first song which we have sung together, where the blood of the new covenant is just so emphasized. And it must be said here for all the newcomers, according to the word of God, Leviticus, it is written there, the life of the body is in the blood. Brothers and sisters, here's the point. As sure, the blood of Abel cried unto heaven. It was the first murder on earth. Cain murdered his brother, and the blood cried to heaven. And after the Lord has given the promise that the seed of God would come to bruise the head of the serpent who was responsible for the beguiling, giving us the redemption, so it had to happen that our Lord personally has come down. And to this subject, I will read a couple of scriptures. But remember the first one from Mark, chapter 14, Mark 14, verse 22 and 23, 24. Here it is written, of course, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. Verse 24. To us it must become clear that the salvation is not in a religion, not in a Jewish or Christian or Muslim or Hindi religion or Buddhism or whatever exists on the earth. These are religions, but no salvation. Just havoc all these religions caused. And there's just only one plan of salvation of God. And this plan finds fulfillment in Jesus Christ our Lord. As it is written here, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant. And if one reads it in Matthew 26, verse 28, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many, for the forgiveness of sins. There's only one forgiveness, only one single revelation of God for our salvation on the earth. And this happened in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Everything else bypasses God. And therefore, the gospel of Jesus Christ had to be preached anew so that people find back to God, back to the original. As the singers have sung, our Lord is the foundation, the cornerstone, the capstone, and we, as the living stones, are fit into the building of God. And when we look at the Holy Scripture, I just would like to read some scriptures so that you know what the Word of God has to say to us. And please don't forget it, that God's Word alone is valid. Everything else, we can forget. Only God's holy Word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's Word remains forever. Now here, firstly, we read from Hebrews chapter 1, and we start with verse 1. Please, all you newcomers, and today I would like to greet especially the group from the Iran, welcoming you in a very special way. You as a group from the Iran. May God give grace. We all heard of it in the news. What happened 40 years ago when the Islamic Revolution broke forth. Up to this time, Persia was the most friendly country towards Israel. The Shah had planted 1 million dattel trees, giving them to Israel as a gift. Until 1979, it can be said here once again, really, it was a friendship. And then came the Islamic Revolution, and then came and came and came. And until today, it didn't cease. May God bless you in a special way, because the Lord calls, of course, regardless of the political or religious situation in a country, God calls out His people from all nations, from all tongues. And also our brother Gil Nobel, who is here today in our midst, in Pakistan, right at the border to Afghanistan. In 1970, God led it in such a way that I could preach there. And today there are thousands who believe the message, who came to the faith, and who let themselves be placed into the plan of salvation. And it must be said here very clearly again, only he who received eternal life by the faith in Jesus Christ can and will live eternally. And when our Lord said in John 3, verse 3, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, otherwise he cannot see the kingdom of God. He can dream, he can sing of the kingdom of God, but he will never see it, except he received forgiveness of sins, being pardoned by God, experienced his personal salvation. And then we see it directly as James writes in chapter 1, in verse 18, born again by the everlasting living word of God. Born again. Something new has to come up in us. And when does a birth happen? Firstly, there must be a begetting. And then the begotten one must be born. And therefore, it is written of our Lord and Savior, thou art my son. Today I have begotten thee. And then the birth of the Son of God. He is the Word and became flesh and dwelt amongst us. In the same way, we as the redeemed, as people who received and accepted forgiveness, we then must receive the Word of God so that the Holy Spirit can make the begetting in us. As I already said, there's really only one revelation of God toward our salvation. And this happened in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who could say, he who sees me has seen the Father. Let us read the precious words which Paul addressed to the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. Here it is written, Hebrews 1 verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. In his Son. And brothers and sisters, it's about the adoption as sons, that we as sons and daughters of God receive our adoption. And here written, in verse 2, it goes on. Whom he has appointed heir, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. He who spoke the Almighty Word and who spoke everything into existence. He is, of course, the one who, because of us, has come into a shape of a man born into this world. And it is written, a son, so that we receive the inheritance, not only as son, but as an heir. And we as sons and daughters of God are heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. We will have part in everything what God has given us and promised us in his word. And today, may the Lord give grace. Many times we spoke of the message, But let us now, let us speak in the right way. Let us start in the right way. So that we really dedicate our life to God. And as it continues in verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. No one has seen God at any time. But now, in the Lord, everything was manifested and expressed. And we are thankful to our Lord God. It was not a theory. It was a divine reality. And as written, the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. He who spoke the almighty word appeared personally here in the flesh. And he will always be the same, yesterday, today, and the same throughout all eternity. And as in all of the Old Testament, no one has seen God at any time, because God is spirit and is omnipresent and is almighty. But the omnipresent God, who according to his nature is spirit, he personally revealed himself as Lord. And it would be good for all of us if we would read it in the Hebrew original text. The word Elohim is written in the first verse in Genesis 1. God created Elohim. And also here, the scribes made a big mistake. The word Elohim is singular and plural at the same time. And because it's also plural, therefore they came to the idea of the Trinity. But the plural refers to God, who is Creator, Redeemer, King, who is all in all. Elohim. Everything has its origin in him, and he is all in all. And our Lord is the express image of his person and is upholding the universe by his mighty word. Then it continues, when he had by himself purged our sins. Amen. Purging, the forgiveness, the redemption after he cried out on the cross, it is finished. And then it's written, then he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Brothers and sisters, it's just on my heart that without you, I don't want to be raptured. I want that all who hear God's holy word from my mouth, that they experience their personal experiences of salvation, repenting, receiving forgiveness, everything what goes with it, experiencing it by grace, up to the renewing and of the new birth, so that we have an inner connection to God by the Holy Spirit. Then it continues here in verse 5, Hebrews 1, verse 5. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? a begetting took place, not in heaven. Ezra said, in all of the Old Testament, that what should happen was foretold. And when the time was fulfilled, it took place. And so we can read it, be it in Matthew, and especially in the Gospel of Luke. When the time was fulfilled, then the angel Gabriel came down, spoke to Mary, and gave her the promise that the Son of God would be born. And she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me as you have said. And here is something very important. Whoever goes to the prophecies in reference to the birth of the Son in the prophet Isaiah, whoever reads it, in one prophecy it says, in chapter 6, his name is Counselor, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And then his name is Emmanuel, God with us. In the Old Testament, Emmanuel, God with us. In the New Testament, and his name shall be called Yahshua. Both. Here the combination between God and the Lord, because the Lord God revealed himself. Emmanuel. Yes. Elohim, the same. And then in the New Testament, thou shalt call his name Yahshua. Why? Why? Because it has a meaning. Yahweh Savior. Yahweh Savior. Emmanuel, God with us, as Yahweh and Savior in the New Testament. Brothers and sisters, it's just very mighty. Not somebody else, but the necessary revelation of God in the flesh to redeem us who we are in the body, to redeem us and to give us the adoption as sons and daughters of God, giving it back to us. Because what is born of the flesh, this is flesh. And only what is born of the Spirit, this is Spirit. And then we read on, I will be Father unto him. Verse 5. Hebrews 1, verse 5. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. For our sakes, this took place. I will emphasize it again. So that we, as sons and daughters of God, are received and accepted as the heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ, that we partake of the plan of salvation, who is valid for all eternity, having part in it, not a religion, not a doctrine, but that what God has given us in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Here we have the scriptures from the Old Testament, Psalms 2, verse 7, whether 2 Samuel 7, verse 14. And this I like very much, that in the New Testament, the Old Testament prophecies are just placed in to the plan of salvation, so that we know everything what took place happened according to the Word of God. And as we read in the word of introduction, after God at sundry times spoke in diverse manners, verse 1, at the end of days, and the prophets, they had 4,000 years. And when the end of the promises came and the announcements came, then that was fulfilled what God foretold. And until today, God is watching over His word. And He lets that happen, what He promised with us and through us and in us. Then it continues, verse
10,
and Thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. The same whom we know as our Redeemer, Jesus, is shown to us and described to us from all sides. The one who spoke everything into existence, the whole universe, he upholds through his mighty word. And here we read it. He settled it. He founded it. And the heavens are the works of thine hands. Always the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Verse 13. But to which of the angels said he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool? To which angel? Of course, to know Gabriel, to know Michael. No, but to our Lord and Savior, he said, sit thou on my right hand until I make all thine enemies thy footstool. In Psalms 110, verse 1, inspired by the Spirit, foretold. And here we see how everything comes to fulfillment. And in Jesus Christ, who is the center of all the universe, of the plan of salvation, of the creation, of everything what took place, He is the center. And we are grateful to our Lord with all our hearts. Although we find Him described as mediator, as advocate in all the tasks which He had to do. And we are grateful to God that He is all in all. Then it continues. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. We have the mighty words. Here it's written. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For you, for me. So that we should not end with death, but by Christ receiving the redemption through Christ. And as we said many times, the resurrection of the Redeemer is the guarantee for the resurrection of the redeemed. The ascension of the Redeemer is the guarantee for the ascension of the redeemed. Just very mighty that God has revealed his He has foretold his plan of salvation so clearly in the Old Testament. And then our brother Paul was used in a mighty way to in all the details. He described it, what belongs to the plan of salvation of our God, up to the completion. Then it continues
in
Hebrews 2, verse 11, for both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one Father. Hallelujah! Are all of one and the same Father. And now it comes. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Amen. Everything grace. That we have this full salvation, the full redemption, that we can experience it by grace, accepting it, that it is a divine reality in our lives by grace. Amen. So that God's word can accomplish in us for what it was sent for. He is not ashamed to call us his brothers. Then, verse 12, it says, saying, Psalms 22, verse 22, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. Brothers and sisters, the faithful Lord has revealed his word, his name unto us. And if it is written here, in the church, I will praise thee. We are the church of the living God by grace, members of his body. And therefore, he revealed his word, his name, his promises unto us by his grace. And we may believe with all our hearts what he said in his word. Then verse 14, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through his death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. This was the main purpose, so that the redemption could be accomplished. Therefore, our Lord came into the flesh. As we read it here, he had part, he was partakers of our flesh and blood, through by his death he might destroy him, to conquer him, to destroy him, who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Please, receive it, accept it, and say, faithful Lord, you have redeemed me. You have delivered me from Satan's power. Satan is defeated. Death is conquered. Death, where is thy sting? Hell, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Then it continues, verse 17, Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, in all things, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Just say amen. This took place. It is finished. The reconciliation is a divine reality. Don't look on yourself. Don't look on circumstances. Don't look on your troubles and problems. Look today to the Lord who paid the price on the cross of Calvary. He has redeemed us fully. We are free. And we may give glory to our God. Then verse 17. Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. The forgiveness was given unto us. And as we mentioned it before, the blood of the new covenant was of course shed for the remission of our sins. And as sure as our Lord and Savior died on the cross of Calvary, and after his resurrection on the third day, and then after the 40 days with his disciples, with his precious and holy blood, he entered the Holy of Holies to lay the blood of the new covenant upon the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. In the Ark of the Covenant was the law with all the condemnation. Yes, the law, if you do this and that, just judgment, 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 condemnation, condemnation. And then the blood of the new covenant, putting it upon the Ark of the Covenant. No condemnation anymore, because the blood of the covenant was laid upon the Ark of the Covenant in the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, although Satan may accuse us, most surely, this is his task as the accuser of the brethren. But we can cast him off and we can say, we are under the blood. We are fully redeemed, fully delivered. And we are God's own possession for time and for eternity. As written here, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. It has happened. It is finished. Now just briefly, let me read these scriptures. They became so great to me. We of course not only speaking of the return of Christ and of the message which foreruns his coming. We have the task, the divine commission, to preach the everlasting gospel as it was preached at the beginning 2,000 years ago. To preach it anew so that all the world hears and has the opportunity to come back to the original foundation which was laid at the beginning, as written. It was laid by the apostles and prophets. At this place, it's only about one thing, that God reaches with all of us the goal, that we don't hear his word in vain, but that we make our personal experiences of salvation also today in this service. It shall take place that all who have not received yet the forgiveness, who have not yet received the assurance of being saved, brothers, sisters, let us say it again. Only he who experienced the reconciliation with God, who experienced the forgiveness of sins, whom God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord, he who accepts it and receives it by faith, thankfully, experiencing it personally, and who can say, I know that my Redeemer liveth. That one can say, I know, I am clean of my sin, I entered the joy, as a German song goes. This must be emphasized. Then we see verse 7.
Huh?
Today, if you hear his voice, brothers and sisters, just very mighty, you art my son, today have I begotten thee. And then comes your and my today, that this divine begetting happens in you and in me. Today, if you hear my voice, receive and accept his word, so that the Holy Spirit can come down, giving the divine life by the seed of the word, laying it into our hearts, that it can be manifested, just so very mighty. Therefore, the word of the Lord pertains to us. Which word pertains to you and to me? Of course, not what religions are saying, not what people are saying, but what God has said in his holy and precious word. Today, if you hear his voice, what is it about today? It is about the last message, the last call, before the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is our today. And therefore, God's word goes forth and is addressed to us in this time. It goes forth in a very special way, and God revealed it to us by his grace. Chapter 3, verse 12. Take heed, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Oh, what an admonition. It really touches. It goes through all our bones. Hear the admonition. Take heed. Take heed. Pay attention, brothers. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. In this time, where the word is revealed to us freshly from the throne, the admonition, take heed, dear brethren, lest there be in any of you, and do you who are hearing in this time the last divine message, the last call, take heed, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Whoever doesn't believe God's promised word departs. He is then being part of the falling away. He who believes is edified and strengthened on the most holy ground which was laid by the apostles and prophets. Let it be emphasized once again. Take heed. Take heed, dear brethren, lest there be in any of you, also tonight, here and worldwide, that in no one of us, be it Australia, New Zealand, be it Edmonton, Montreal, Africa, Asia, wherever, lest there be in any of you elect, in any of a child of God, can be unbelief, and that the falling away takes place, but rather that we connect the heard word with faith, and the faith connects us with the experience which God promised us in His word and which has given us by His grace. Now just quickly, these verses, verse 15, then verse 19, while it is said, verse 15, today, if ye will hear his voice. What did you hear? What did I hear? Did you hear human interpretations? Did you hear what a religion says? Here it is written clearly, addressed to all sons and daughters of God who have experienced their adoption as sons and daughters of God. And by this they became heirs of God and co-heirs of Jesus Christ. To us applies the word. Let us read verse 15 once again. While it is said, it is referred to Psalms 95, verse 7. It was written in the Old Testament. And here, repeated, and also tonight, addressed to us, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. Brothers and sisters, if you would know how it is real in my heart, that all who hear God's holy word now, and that what God has given us in Jesus Christ, who receive it and accept it, up to the last message which foreruns the second coming of Christ, that we by grace experience our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ together. Verse 19, it is written, So we see that they could not enter in because of their unbelief. Oh, unbelief. It's impossible. Unbelief leads to disobedience, leads to the falling away. Unbelief separates us. Therefore, we ask tonight, as it is written here, today, if ye will hear his voice, the voice of his word, believe, receive, and thank the Lord for it. no doubt, no rebellion, no resistance. No, we receive everything, whatever the Lord says unto us by his grace through the finished work of redemption. Many scriptures could be still read to emphasize this important subject, that namely that God was in Christ our Lord. He summarized all the plan of salvation in Christ Jesus, and that we have everything in him: receive forgiveness, reconciliation, salvation, healing, deliverance. In him we have all what God has given to us by his grace, up to the message which we preached worldwide, that before the second coming of Christ, it was promised that once again the Lord would shake the heavens and the earth. Amen. Once again, once more, the original, pure, clear, unfalsified message of God, bringing it to the people and nations of the earth. And when our brother Tati told me today that more than 10,000 connections are worldwide, and that more than 1 million are listening today to what is being said here today. They are hearing it, watching it. Brothers and sisters, God did great things from one end to the earth and to the other end. The divine message was carried, and where we cannot come personally, there the message is reaching and the call goes forth. Let us summarize what we said and emphasized today, in particular from Hebrews. Our God has taken care for everything. No one needs to get lost. But it is written, each one, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, shall be saved. Without that you open your mouth, and without that you recognize in your heart that you are lost, I have not eternal life, I will land down, except that I receive and accept the offer of God's gracious salvation, accepting Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And we're just so grateful that God not just made words, but that he stands to his word. And whatever is written, he fulfills in us and through us and with us. And he did it. To him, the only God, be the glory, the praise, also to our Lord and Savior, who loved us so much, who came to us, becoming, he was found in as fashion as a man, and he went to the cross with much reproach. He died there, and then he cried out, "It is finished." The blood of the new covenant was shed. We have part in everything what was promised to us in the Old Testament and what is fulfilled in the course of the New Testament. And we are very close to the end. The last call goes forth. And then today, if you hear his voice, not the voice of Brother Branham or Brother Frank or the voice of Paul, but if you hear my voice, the voice of God, and who is born of God will hear the words of God. And God has given the promise that he would send a hunger, a famine into the country to hear his precious and holy words. And God took care of it, that he has fulfilled his word, sending a messenger in our time with the last message of calling out and preparation of the church of the living God. And let us say it once again. Among the believers, they are wise and foolish. My wish, my prayer is that we, who we have come from far and near, from all over Europe and from other nations, coming together, and in particular in all peoples and tongues, also in Mali and everywhere, that all who find now grace with God, that they receive and believe the word, and that what God has given us in Christ Jesus our Lord, receiving it, experience it thankfully, and that there's no inner resistance anymore. Just receiving whatever God has given to us. How should we not thank him, our Lord and Savior? Amen. In Jesus Christ, in Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us stand up. Let us sing the chorus as so often, just as I am, without one plea. But sing it once again, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee. O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Shall we give an altar call, asking that all who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord, who have not yet the assurance of being saved, not having an experience with God, if you want, let us sing it once again and then come to the front. Then we will pray for you and with you. Once again. Only believe, come to the front, come. Beloved,
wir haben zu Herzen genommen,
we have taken it to heart
was wir im Wort gelesen
what
haben.
We read in the Word.
Gott hat durch die Propheten während der gesamten
God
Zeit
at sundry times
spoke
through the prophets in the Old Testament. He has given promises. And when the time was fulfilled, he spoke in his Son and giving the answer for everything what was proclaimed and promised in the Old Testament. And by the preaching, people are called to the Lord. And all who are coming to Him, they are received and accepted. That's how it is written. Whoever comes to Him, He will not be cast away. No, He receives us. He accepts us. And today, you and many in the meeting, you have heard and received the holy and precious word. And the redemption was given to us by His grace. Let us say it once again and time and again. Only he who experiences and receives the forgiveness and the reconciliation, experiencing it personally, in them the Lord God can give the new life which was in the blood of the Son of God. It can be manifested. This is the testimony of the Holy Scripture. Therefore it is written, they have overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. The word is our testimony. Let us say it once again. In the blood of the Lamb of God was the divine eternal life. And when our Lord shed His blood, the life was set free and came down on all the redeemed who received and accepted what the Lord has given to us by His grace. Today, you have heard God's word. Today, you have believed. And today, you can go from here as the redeemed, as the reconciled with God. You can go home thanking the Lord that He has made this day for you. And now, do you know the chorus? This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Please look here. Can you believe with all your heart that our Lord and Savior died on the cross of Calvary, shedding His blood, the blood of the new covenant for you, for the forgiveness of your sins, that you now by faith receive the forgiveness and accept it. Say, beloved Lord, I receive and accept now what you have given to me. I call upon your name. Save my soul. Forgive my sins. Be merciful to me. Let us now pray a few minutes. Please pray in your heart Pray. Brother Alfred, come and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you together that we have heard your voice tonight, the voice of your word. And we received your precious word. Our brothers and sisters have come to have a new experience with you. Help them, Lord, and help us all. You have done great things tonight in all of us. To you we give all the glory. You alone we worship. You have helped us. Your word is alive. It accomplishes also tonight for what you have sent it for. Thank you, Lord. Go through our midst. Make all things well. You know all our hearts. Touch now our hearts. Help old and young. Come to your right. We thank you for this meeting, for your blessing, for your presence, for your precious blood which covers us. There's power in the precious blood. We thank you for it. Bless, Lord, and help us all. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord Almighty God, your word is true. And today is the day. Today you spoke to us. Today we heard your voice. We received and accepted what you have given us. Bless. Beloved Lord, bless. And give all the grace to open their mouth and to thank now. Each one, thank now. Thank him. Say, faithful Lord, I thank you for the redemption. Say, I thank you for the forgiveness. Say, I thank you for the full salvation. I thank you that you accepted me. I thank you that you have forgiven me. I thank you. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. All may thank him. Tune in. Tune in. All of the meeting. Thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise and thanks. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name and his precious and holy blood. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise, honor, and glory. Praise, honor, and glory. With you, it was fulfilled. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart, but receive and accept. Yes, all of you received and accepted. The Lord bless you and be with you. Amen. You can now go back to your seats. If the sisters have a song, or if the choir has a song, just so wonderful, be seated. Now, just briefly, we are grateful to the Lord God that we can come together so undisturbed, hearing his precious and holy word. We are grateful that it is still the time of grace. Grateful that the Lord is still calling, thankful that there are still people who are hearing and are believing. Sisters are not here. Then we call the choir. The songs are also the full gospel. And today we are not in a hurry. Where is our beloved choir leader? Please sing us a song. Tune in, all of you. Tune in your heart. Ach, the sisters are also here. All right, let us sing all.
Mein Gott, ja. Oh, Herr. Mein Gott, ja.
Fürchte nichts, kleine Herd, von dem Kreuze zum Thron, vom Tode zum Leben ging einst Gottes Sohn. Alle Macht in der Welt, der Vater ihm gibt, für die Schar seiner Kinder, die ihn nicht erliebt. O glaube nur, o glaube nur, alles ist möglich hier, dem der da glaubt. O glaube nur, o glaube nur, alles ist möglich hier, dem der da glaubt. Fürchte nichts, kleine Herr,
fear not, little flock, from the cross to the throne. From death into life, he went for his own. All power in earth, all
dein
Fuß
gehen kann. Die Wasser von Mara,
the waters of Mara, he will sweeten for thee.
Trank ja das Bitter,
he drank all the bitter
in Gethsemane. Oh, glaube nur.
Only believe.
Only believe. Alles ist möglich hier, dem der da glaubt. O glaube nur, o glaube nur. Alles ist möglich hier, dem der da glaubt. Fürchte nicht,
fear not,
kleine Herd,
little flock,
was immer dein Lot,
whatever your lot,
er hilft dir aus Not,
he enters all rooms, the doors being shut,
er will dich nicht lassen,
he never forsakes, he never is gone. So count on his presence in darkness and dawn.
Amen. O glaube nur,
only believe.
Alles ist
all things are possible
dem der da for him who believes. O glaube nur, o glaube. Dem der da glaubt.
Amen.
Amen. You all know what goes with it. Beloved brother Erich Schmidt, sing us a song. Today we are not in a hurry. Let me just say once again, in the name of the Lord, let me repeat what we read. Lest in any of you is found a heart of unbelief in departing of the living God. that in our midst and worldwide is not a single heart with unbelief, but all should believe with all their hearts, receiving, seeing the fulfillment of the last promises. The word of God is addressed to us.
Willst du pilgern zu der ewigen Seiner?
Thank you. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for this service. We have heard God's word and we received it with a believing heart. We just heard the song, "He that believeth, all things are possible. Only believe." This we have sung.
But
this is a divine reality. The Lord always said, "Let it be done unto you as you believed." Did we believe? Are we grateful for the blessing, for His precious word? Did we experience our today? We are grateful for this hour, for His speaking, for His presence. May the Lord continue to bless us. And as always, at the end of a meeting, we ask you, and we ask the parents who have come with their children, please watch over your children. May the Lord bless you. And may He bless also the night. Ponder upon what you heard. Let God's word continue to speak to you. Not speaking with one another, but let God's word speak, which we heard tonight. May the Lord bless us. I ask now Brother Schmidt to come to pray with us. We stand up. Great God, we say thanks to you. We worship you. You who have given us the grace. You have given us this offer of grace. This call you have given. Today, not tomorrow, but today. Today is the day. Today is the hour. Today is the opportunity. Today you are still the same who you were, who thou art, and who art to come. We thank you. Lord, give us now all the grace. All who have come to the front, Lord, you know every desire, you know every trouble, every request. Lord Jesus, you alone, you can give each one for what his heart desires. Lord in heaven, give grace that the desire what you laid into it, that you are the great God. They have come to you, the Lord Jesus Christ, they have come at the time. Please bless also us, when we depart now. Bless worldwide who have listened and heard. And let us praise you together, exalting your name, which is above every name. Praise and thanks be to you. Please give us now grace. If we go to our beds, that Ezra said, that we not speak about it, but that we receive and keep it in our hearts, giving the praise and honor to you. Because Lord in heaven, for me, for us, it was a today. Lord Jesus, be merciful. We ask you now, if there is a tomorrow for us, Lord, give us grace that we can come again with a longing heart tomorrow, hearing, receiving, praising you for it. We ask you also now, anoint the lips through which you will speak and you which can speak tomorrow. We want to hear tomorrow. Amen. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah.